Peterborough City Council is considering a motion to prohibit the use of racial slurs, including but not limited to the N-word, regardless of context or circumstance. The recommendation follows two motions from Council's January 19th meeting, which came in response to an Integrity Commissioner's report into Mayor Jeff Leal's use of the N-word. The motion to prohibit the use of racial slurs is included in Appendix D of the city's DEI progress update, which Council will vote on at their next meeting on April 20th. The report provides a comprehensive account of the diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI initiatives the city has undertaken since the presentation of the last report in 2023. Chief among these, beside the aforementioned motion, is an updated DEI training plan, which includes new sessions on anti-Semitism, hate crimes, and consent and well-being.
Well, this is a report that summarizes really briefly, despite its length, the work that's been ongoing for the past 3 years. I think the biggest accomplishment to point to is the inclusion framework and the inclusion outcomes. Many municipalities developed DEI plans. We chose to go with the direction of developing an inclusion framework, and the details of the rationale behind that are in the report.
That was the city's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Advisor, Reem Ali, who presented the progress update to council. She says, though the report might seem opaque, it's important to understand how and why it was created and what it aims to accomplish.
It may be boring for some people to read those details, but I do think that understanding the process that is required to develop something like this is important. I think a key takeaway is that DEI work is, long-term work. It's not a quick checkbox. It's not a one-time task. It's not a one-and-done. It is work that we just have to keep doing. And the inclusion framework is structured around the concept of long-term work. I think the training section is really important as well, because any change starts with change in awareness and knowledge and skills and access to resources, and that takes time to build. Trainings are just one resource that are available to staff to help build that change, among many other tools, some of which are also included in the report. We hope that a sustained change in awareness and knowledge and skills will develop into a change in behavior that is reflected in more inclusive services. But again, like I said, that takes time. On the outside, I hope that the public is starting to see some of those changes come through. On the inside, there's a lot of conversations and a lot of work that's happening to support that. But because it takes time, it may seem invisible to many until it does become visible.
Council received the DEI progress update for information at General Committee on Monday, April 13th. Council will vote on the report, including the motion to prohibit the use of racial slurs, this Monday, April 20th. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Evan Robbins on Trent Radio, CFFF in Peterborough.